Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's such a nuanced kind of a question and take and conversation when you're talking about the relationships between the coach and the young players. And I don't know specifically what Steve Kerr's relationship is with these guys off the court or anything. By all accounts, it's fine. Now, it's about the minutes, and it's about the play, and it's about the allocation of the minutes and all of that. And I understand that some people feel some type of way that Brandon Pajemski was given more rope, they feel like, than Jonathan Kuminga at times, and that's what we've been talking about ad nauseum for the last couple years.
I would say more rope than Moody and Kuminga combined.
Sure. And I think him being a part of the NBA select team, right? I mean, him being called, you know, a future all-star by the owner. There was a lot of pressure, but let's also keep it a buck. Like,
so hard.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Could be an all-star.
It is, but the owner also loves Jonathan Kuminga a lot too. We all know that.
I don't think he would still be here if the owner didn't love him.
Really?
Yeah, I think John Hamm might have been moved off, you know, a while ago.
How do you think Mike Dunleavy feels about
it? I don't know.
Okay. See, that's another, again, we don't know.
I don't know.
We don't know. So that's a conversation we are having right now in regards to the future of a guy that we don't know how the organization might totally feel about him. Now, we've heard Steve Kerr talk about it on our airwaves, and we like to like parse words and cut it up, and that's what we do in sports talk is like, do you hear what he said this? And we're actually talking about it before the show, Joe. Remember Steve Kerr clapping back? I think it was Drew Schiller at the time, and he's like, no, I didn't say that. When it came to like Kevin Durant's final season and then the season after, it's like, oh, I love the season, and then you know, he's like, don't parse my words and don't put words in my mouth sort of a thing.
Wait a minute. That guy's on in 30 minutes.
He is. Shout out Mark Willard. But again, I want to be careful here when it, and Mr. D was kind of touching on this, when it comes to a coach liking a player more than another player. And because of minute allocation, it says that. I just think that Brandon Pajemski, you know, he was a great three-point shooter for a stretch. He's a better ball handler, I think, than Jonathan Kuminga. And he fit into the flow of the offense at times than J.K. did J.K. was hurt during the transition period of moving off Wiggins, of the introduction to Jimmy Butler and all of it. I think it was just an unfortunate set of circumstances surrounding Jonathan Kuminga when the Jimmy Butler trade went down. And that's to a head now.
I don't think it's just like, you know, Kerr doesn't like Jonathan Kuminga as a person. I think it's pretty obvious. You could tell with playing time if there are two comparable players who the coach trusts more. And in this version, that's what we call like, right? They like the player a little more. And I'm putting those in air quotes. I think it's pretty obvious. Like great example, GP2. Coach likes GP2. Does he not?
He does.
Right? I don't know if every coach likes GP2. You know, I think if you go to other circumstances and other places, they don't view him a certain way. You know, Kyle Shanahan really liked Tevin Coleman. It was pretty obvious. He really liked Tevin.
Jet McKinnon, your boy.
Well, you know, when Andy Reid liked him too. But you know what I mean? Like there are certain guys that coaches like that. Coaches play favoritism. Like that's a real thing. Nelly had guys he liked and he would play, and he had other guys he didn't like and he wouldn't play. And that's not exclusive to Nelly or to Steve Kerr. Every coach has this. And so I think that they see certain things that maybe we don't see or agree with. Now, like Pajemski is a very interesting person to me. And he's not a point guard, but he's also not a shooting guard.
A tweener.
What?
A tweener in between those two positions.
Like to me, he's a backup point guard. Like okay. That's the way I view him. But you also have Draymond as like your de facto point guard, right? So he's kind of not that either. He doesn't hit down shots enough for me to be a stretch shooter. He doesn't really defend anyone on the perimeter
but he
is a willing rebounder.
Well, he did have a stretch where he was one of the best three-point shooters in the league. I do think
it
he has
a three-week stretch.
No, but he has that ability to be a good three-point shooter. I do believe he has that in his game. Now,
okay.
Again, Joe, I think we are being a little bit, and I get it, it's hard not to be a prisoner of the moment of what we just saw in the playoffs because it wasn't great, and I get that. But it was also his first, like, legit playoff minutes of his career.
I'm not talking about us.
I think a lot of people are, though, is why I bring it up.
That you're probably, we did it with Klay Thompson, too. But Klay Thompson's resume is significantly more proficient than Pajemski's. No, Pajemski shot really well for 3 weeks. But his season overall, when you zoom out, wasn't good. And he got injured a couple times this year. He was, you know, basically relegated to the bench when Dennis Schroeder came over. And he was kind of lost at big stretches of this season. And he got to play through some of those big stretches of being lost. But his season wasn't great. It wasn't. I think he had a great three-week stretch of shooting. A great one. And it coincided with Jimmy Butler getting here and him coming back fully healthy. So if you're looking for a silver lining and hey, could he duplicate portions of that stretch of shooting for next year? Could he do that? Could he build on that for next year? I'm optimistic. I think he can. Now, is he ever going to be a lockdown defender? No. But what he does do is he does help you in the margins. He's a really willing rebounder.
I mean, I'm going to be honest here. I disagree. I think he had an incredible stretch in the regular season when we were talking about that gauntlet in the Western Conference.
Yeah, it was 3 weeks.
When it was no, but those were a huge. Those were like the biggest 3 weeks of the season.
No,
we had the Lakers,
right?
The Nuggets, the Rockets. And then you had the Phoenix Suns in that stretch, too. I know the Suns were dog doo-doo, but you had to win that game. But 28 points, 26 points, 19 points, yeah. 22 points. He was incredible when you need him to be incredible in that stretch. And down at Crypto.com Arena, which has been a house of horrors for the Warriors, he was their best player. He had that half-court shot.
He was not their best player.
No, no, he was one of their best players. In that game, he was the difference between a win and a loss.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but that doesn't mean he was your best player.
At times, he was their best shooter. At times, he was.
Again, he had a great three-week stretch. No one's arguing with you on that.
But it was a massive three-week stretch that they dug themselves out of a play-in hole. Yes, they ended up staying a play-in team, but at one point, they were flirting with home court advantage in the playoffs in the first round. He was a big part of that. Was he not?
What part of me saying he had a great three-week
stretch? You said he didn't have a good year, and I disagree.
He didn't.
I think he had a good year.
Okay, so he was good in November, December, January.
He was hurt.
No, he wasn't hurt until January, February.
He was hurt in that first half. He was dealing with stuff. The guy had broken nose at times. He was dealing with a lot of stuff.
He came out to start the year with vertigo and couldn't hit the right side of a barn. He was shooting in the 20s for months on end.
If you have vertigo, that's literally being hurt. That's your equilibrium's off. You can't even stand straight. Yes, that is the definition of being hurt. I think we're a little tough on Pods, personally.
I don't think we are.
I think we're a little tough on Pods.
He's a backup point guard. We like him.
That's fine. Again.
But he starts on this team, and I think that's the frustration.
There was a moment and stretch, and you can say it was the schedule, but it was Moody, Pajemski, and then the big three, and then they were damn near unstoppable at the time. They were really good. They were. Those are facts. And then they turned into pumpkins, the two young guys, because they had their first cup of coffee, legit cup of coffee. I know Moody's had some, playoff minutes in previous years, but Moody and Pajemski got a little bit exposed in the playoffs. They did.
Joe, I think you're taking this, again, a three-week stretch. Yeah, a three-week stretch. I circled all the shooting for months on end. Like, just go back and look at the game logs. I'm telling you, he had a great three-week stretch. He had a down year. I thought he was going to build on it. He had an awesome rookie year. I thought it was really spotty his second year. And it was salvaged by that three-week stretch after the abdomen injury. It really was. But, the reality is I think that he expected more. We expected more. He didn't sustain it. That's why they made the move for Schroeder. Like, they made the move in season for Schroeder because of how poor he was playing. That has to be accounted for. And when you look at the body of work and you zoom out, it was a great three-week stretch. No one is denying that. He brought things to the table. But I don't think it was a great year by what I expected for him, based off how he finished his rookie year and how much he put. He basically took Klay Thompson's job.
I mean, Dennis Schroeder, as you mentioned, like that guy being god-awful on this team and then going to the Detroit Pistons. And by the way, Schroeder, who'd he go to? Is he a king now? Is Dennis Schroeder a Sacramento King? No, I think he is. I think he's up there. Yeah, he is. Thumbs up. Dennis Schroeder signed with the Kings yesterday. So there you go. Dennis Schroeder. We'll see him in a Kings uniform next season. Antoine is in Nashville, by the way. Antoine, we're doing a little twofer today, so you'll have your take. But before we get to your take about the expectations of the Warriors, just share any Kevon Looney thoughts that you might have, Antoine, as he is now a New Orleans Pelican.
Well, for Kevon, man, in all honesty, I think he lived up to his role. You know, I remember back in the earlier days, I was wondering, like, who is this guy? You know, he was coming in as kind of like a backup center. And I didn't really value his game. But seeing his game, it's kind of aged like wine over the years. Even down to the 2019 finals when we lost, he was a pivotal point in keeping us in that fight. And I think DeMarcus Cousins mentioned that he had like a broken collarbone or something like that. And it just kind of attested to the type of player he is. He's a true soldier who rides for the team. And even for the 2022 championship, his rebound game is what kept our offense alive in a lot of the games, man. So he was a great player. Hate to see him go. I think just the roster kind of played him out to where he wasn't really, position wasn't really as valued as much due to other situations and different other players on the roster. But one heck of a player and a true warrior when it comes down to the definition, for sure.
Well said.
Thank you. Well said, Antoine. What you got? It's all right. I wanted to get the part two of his thoughts on the offseason. That's all right. You can call back, Antoine, if you want. 888-957-9570. We're talking free agency right now, but we're also talking about Kevon Looney and what he meant to this organization, meant to this team, as he is now a New Orleans Pelican. It does feel like the final chapter of the Golden State Warriors is officially upon us, as we're going TV shows or final chapters, whatever analogy or metaphor you want to use. The final season, as Squid Games, a lot of people are into that, and Netflix, that's in its final season.
I don't know about final chapter. It's still... When you have Dre and Steph, like that.
This is the final chapter. It could be two seasons, but it's the final chapter. It's these final 2 years, I think.
Well, I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, I'm shocked that Steph's still playing. quite frankly. So who knows? Okay. I'm not going to put a ceiling on it.
Sure, you won't. I will. I think it's the final chapter of the Golden State Warriors, and I think they're going to be very prudent in some of these moves coming up here, trying to tie it all together with Jimmy, Draymond, and Steph, and how to maximize those three players the best. And if JK can help do that, then they'll keep him around. And if he can't, then kick rocks, see you later, enjoy your time elsewhere. I think that's what it comes down to me, Joe. Can you maximize those three players in this final stretch here? Jimmy, Draymond, and Stephen Curry. Specifically Steph, of course, but those big three. Because that's who you're tied to the next couple of years.
Yeah, it's Steph for sure. I don't know about maximizing Draymond. I think you need to navigate Draymond throughout the regular season so that he's his most optimal come the most important time of the year. I thought he wore down.
Do you think if Draymond Green is the team's third best player next year, is that a problem?
Situationally, no. If he's your closer, I think he's in the Iggy role. He's perfect. If he's your closer finisher guy who can help facilitate on offense with 4 or 5 minutes to go and be your small ball five at the end of games, no. But again, I don't think I ever viewed Iguodala as the third best player on the team. You gotta have some young hogs who can run. You just do. They need somebody who's in their prime. They just do.
I ask that because when I'm doing comparisons to Western Conference, that's what we're doing right now. Is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is just signed
their whole team's
for a gazillion dollars. They're all signed up. They're all locked up. They're all young.
They're either entering their prime or in their prime.
Exactly. The whole team. We've all agreed. The Thunder on a tier above everyone else right now. They just are.
I mean, they're the champs.
And in the West, it's the Rockets. It's the Nuggets. It's the Clippers, T-Wolves, Warriors, Lakers.
It's a bunch of really good teams.
Really good teams.
Yeah.
But that are trying to be really great. And that's what they're trying to navigate right now. So when I look at the big threes all around, the Thunder got Jalen Williams, Shai, and then Chet. Or it could be someone else, a given player. Hell, at times it was Alex Caruso. You never know with that team. It's because they're just so damn loaded. I know, you're laughing, but it's true.
He was an unbelievable defender in that Western Conference.
He was. And then you look at the Rockets now. It's Şengün.
Yeah.
It's Kevin Durant. And it's who? Amen Thompson?
Yeah, I would put Amen above Şengün, but yes.
Okay, but yeah. Those are the... Yes. In any shape or form, I'm not doing the order.
Yeah, yeah.
For the Lakers, it's probably who? Right now, I guess LeBron. I don't think they're going to trade him. We'll see. But LeBron... Luka.
I don't know what to make of the Lakers.
Exactly. I don't either. But I don't know. We'll just throw Reeves in there. It's probably their quote unquote big three.
Yeah.
The Nuggets, same as last year. Jamal Murray, Nikola Jokic, and Aaron Gordon. And now they got Cam Johnson and obviously Christian Brown's there as well. Mm-hmm. That's probably their starting five, I would assume.
Yes.
Timberwolves. It's going to be Julius Randle. Mm-hmm. And now that, it's Anthony Edwards and Naz Reid. Who signed how much? $150 million, something like that? Incredible. So they're locked up, and Julius Randle resigned there.
I wonder what
there.
They do with Gobert. Gobert killed us, too. Let's not forget about that. Gobert killed us in that series, final couple games.
They feel like they need to, and they lost Nikhil Alexander-Walker to the Hawks, and that's going to be a big loss for them, I think,
Yeah, defensively,
too.
I'd be very interested to see what that presents for them. But
right.
But they're a really good team. They handled us.
Right.
I don't know. People could say that, if Steph was there, it's different. Well, yeah, and if my aunt was my uncle... She'd be my uncle.
There you go. I don't know if we can say that anymore, but you just did.
Why were we not allowed to say that?
I don't know. There's people who just get so sensitive.
About what?
I don't know. Aunts, uncles, ifs, buts, candy, and nuts would all have a Merry Christmas. Shout out Lo'Neal. LA Clippers big three. Zubac, James Harden, Kawhi Leonard. At times, it was Norman Powell last year, but I think those are the big three.
Norman Powell was awesome last year.
He was really good last year. So this is what I'm saying. It's going to be tough. Right.
So, you bring up all that. And, let's just go through the Warrior roster there. Move JK to the side.
Okay.
All those guys, who's your best perimeter defender, not including JK, on the Warriors right now? Who's guarding Kawhi or Harden or Jamal Murray or Luka? Who's guarding Shai? Who's guarding Jalen Williams?
Well, who would I like to guard those guys?
Who is guarding those guys?
Well, at times, it's for example, you said Anthony Edwards. It was Brandon Pajemski at times. And that was... That wasn't good enough. That was tough. It was tough.
Again, this is why if we're going to have roster conversations surrounding Jonathan Kuminga, it's got to be deeper than that because I think it's the team as a whole. It's not, is JK a good player? It's, what do you have on your team to offset the loss of what he does bring to the table, right? For example, if you got rid of Pods, right? You'd be missing a lot of ball handling and passing and energy and hustle and just chaotic rebounding. right? As much as I do like to pick apart his game at times, I totally recognize all the other little things he brings to the table, right? So if you got off him and you moved him somewhere, who's going to be your primary ball handler? Who is going to get you a lot of those scramble hustle plays? Who is going to be another guy who plays that frenetic pacing that we know is mandatory to play alongside Steph Curry? You know, like, where are you going to get that from? Those are that's really hard. As we found out with Dennis Schroeder, not a lot of guys can bring that to the table.
No.
You know, I think JP at times filled that void, but he didn't do a lot of the hustle stuff that you see from Brzezinski that this team needs. You can't get Draymond to do the diving on the floor and the hustling and the taking charges at 36 years old. You need the 22-year-olds to do that. So, like, as we kind of, like, bounce, like, okay, why was Moses Moody a valuable piece when they did go on a little stretch? Well, he's a good catch-and-shoot guy, yeah. All right? At times, depending on who you're facing, you might be able to get away with throwing him on the perimeter, on a Kawhi, or on a Luka.
He's a willing defender, but against the big, big boys, as you mentioned, it's tough.
Lateral quickness isn't there, but I guess against the slower guys, like Luka, you can use him at times.
He can make it a little bit more difficult.
Exactly.
At times.
I don't love him in those roles, but that's what he brings to the table. I thought he did a better job moving without the ball and getting layups. So all these guys bring stuff. Why does Buddy play so much? A guy we never talk about. Why does Buddy? Well, he shoots.
He shoots. And he's available, quite frankly.
And he hustles.
And he hustles. And
he actually hustles.
Great locker room presence. They love Buddy.
No doubt, right?
That matters.
And I think when we talk all these lineup combinations, the name we never bring up, and then we did this with GP2 for like 4 years.
Yeah.
Buddy Hield's going to play a lot more than wants to admit.
Well, he became a starter in the playoffs. He did. That's a guy we should be talking about.
And if he's hitting shots, it's extremely valuable.
Oh, it's huge. He was the difference between winning and losing Game 7, Joe.
Right? And when he's
Buddy Hield was.
He actually defended better than I ever gave him credit for last year, I thought. And I thought he hustled better than I ever gave him credit for. But here's the other part. Like, when Buddy's missing shots, he's bringing very little offensively to the table.
And then he got cooked defensively at times, and then his dribble was all over the place, and then it was just exacerbated everything, and it wasn't good. A team I didn't even mention in the West, as we're talking about, you know, the Western Conference and it being stacked, free agency, it's just an arms race in the West right now because the East is wide open. The West is just going to be an absolute gauntlet. Stop me if you've heard that before. I feel like it's been like that for the last 20-plus years, Joe. The West just being so damn deep and stacked. And I did think last year, I thought the East was like coming up a little bit. It's like, oh man, maybe the East could be a little bit. Now they're not. Just when I look at like the bodies and the star power, I don't even mention the Dallas Mavericks, who's getting Cooper Flagg, one of the best young prospects we've seen in quite some time. They got Anthony Davis. We'll see when Kyrie comes back next year, if at all. I did like the little low-key signing they had with D'Angelo Russell for like 2 years, $60 million. That's a perfect little stopgap for them.
Yeah.
He's not Kyrie, but like he could win you some games here and there with his handles, his shot.
As I break down the whole Warrior roster and I look around the league and all the moves that are made, there is one thing that I have to come to grips with. And the thing that I've come to grips with is Jimmy Butler and this aspect. I think he's a really, really, really good player. The days of him, throw him on the best guy on the perimeter and just get out of the way, those are over. Those are over. And I'm not trying to rip him. I'm not trying to crush him. I don't want him wearing and tearing himself down throughout the regular season. So that's why, like, again, as we talk about all these things, the one area where I want JK to take the step forward, and I just don't know if he's ready to, is they need a hound on the perimeter to guard those guys. And I thought he could before we traded for him, but I don't think currently that Jimmy Butler could fulfill that role.
I think a lot of Warriors fans came out of that series against the Rockets having major Amen Thompson envy. It's like, wow, that guy's incredible. The job he just did on Stephen Curry. I haven't seen Steph get like look like that at times in that Rockets series. Maybe ever. That was like one of the great, like, given his age and his standing in the league, for him to do that on that stage was incredible. I have so much respect for that team right now in the West. Like, right now, if we're stacking the Western Conference, it's the Thunder at the top tier, but right there, it might be the Houston Rockets. Just given how which sounds insane because the Nuggets gave the Thunder all they could handle. You know what the Minnesota Timberwolves are all about. They got Kevin Durant. I like what they got with Dorian Finney-Smith. Fred VanVleet, who was awful for so damn long, and then he's all of a sudden came alive, which of course he did against the Warriors, right? 2019 on line one over here. So, yeah, I'm trying to figure out what the Warriors can do right now, Joe, that really vaults them into this conversation for me if I'm a Warriors fan this morning. Al Horford, DeAndre Ayton, a big guy like that would bring back JK. And again, I'll say this. there's the option of the trade deadline next year. And Anthony Slater on 95.7. I know you're laughing about that, but
and they made a trade deadline deal for Jimmy. Well, I didn't see that coming.
Exactly. So like that's why I do want to bring that in. I know it's not the sexy topic. It's like, don't tell me about what could happen next year. Tell me about what could happen now. Well, you know, last year you ended up with who? Slo-Mo, Buddy Hield, and D'Anthony Melton. And it felt like, okay, we'll see. You got some depth there.
Well, you also said goodbye to Klay Thompson.
You said goodbye to Klay. That was the major one, but I'm saying like your acquisitions. Yes, you said goodbye to Klay Thompson.
Saying goodbye to Klay Thompson, I know he's not the player that he once was, but I think spiritually that was a big move.
It was a big turning point.
It was.
Yes, it was. As we're saying goodbye, and this is not to the same degree, but this is a turning point for the Warriors saying goodbye to Kevon Looney and potentially Gary Payton II. That is, in its own right, a turning of the page there. Not to the same degree. I'm not saying those guys are the same as Klay
Thompson.
No, but
I think evolution-wise, like moving off of Kevon and GP2, as much as I like both players and I love what they bring to the table, for them to evolve, I think they have to be able to say goodbye to those kinds of guys. They just do,
so are we seeing more of the Gui Santoses next year, of the Quinn Post?
If Gui isn't one of your top eight guys, I don't think you're good enough.
Okay.
Gui has got to be in like that 10-11 spot on a roster.
Quentin Post.
For me.
Where are you at with Quentin Post? That's an interesting name that we don't bring up a lot because I feel like there was moments and you were high on him last year.
I know, I like him. He could play for you 12 minutes to 20 minutes a night.
I came away from the playoffs, I was saying, oh, God.
Well, yeah, he's 24 years old.
I was tough, yeah.
First ever playoff series.
I know. No, I'm saying that for a lot of the young guys. I think a lot of Warriors fans were saying like, oh, God. Like, this is... It was trial by fire for Quentin Post in a very difficult Western Conference.
Oh, it was ugly.
Against the bigs of the Rockets and against the bigs of the Timberwolves. Well, it probably could not have been two worse matchups for the young guy. Right?
Yeah, and him alongside Draymond and alongside Kevon Looney, they all struggled against those guys. And really the only guy who showed any life was TJD.
Yeah.
He's the only one.
And Kuminga when he was called upon in the second round.
The bigs. Yeah.
Okay,
the bigs.
For sure.
Of the bigs. Of the bigs, right? So like... They all struggled, so I don't think that's exclusive to just Quinn Post. I'm not going to defend his performance. It was not good.
We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. In about 15 minutes, we got Mark Willard joining us of Willard and Dibs and formerly of Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys. We'll get his thoughts on the Gigantes and their struggles as they lost yesterday to the Arizona Diamondbacks, starting a four-game series there with your ace and getting a loss there. Yeah, straight up not having a good time. And we'll ask him also about the Warriors and some of their offseason moves potentially there. Again, Mark Willard joining us in about 14.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.